Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This is a rhetorical question, so no need to answer, but will the opening ceremonies earn more viewers than the Republican National Convention? The opening ceremonies for the Olympics are this week. And I know July is not a great month for TV watching. It's just because people are out and about and vacation, engaging in adventures. But obviously the conventions are different. And so the RNC finished up in Milwaukee and the numbers were healthy. They were robust, if you will. TV viewership numbers. Will the numbers and the viewership for the opening ceremonies in Paris be as robust? They happen on Friday evening. I'll just tell you the truth. I can't remember the last time I watched an opening ceremonies. Sometimes I will schedule it so that I can see Team USA walk in because I like to see the athletes and their reaction as they enter the stadium. But I don't recall the last time I watched it. Maybe Brazil. Maybe. That one was pretty outrageous. Lots of color, lots of flair, lots of unique elements. But I haven't watched them regularly since I was a kid. And it's on a Friday evening, so I don't know how much that will attract people to sit in front of their TVs. But we shall see. Because the Olympic Games open with ceremonies this week on Friday evening. And, of course, they come from Paris. And so there's a bit of a time change, which is great for us. Because the events, many of them will be airing live while we are here on the air. Similar to what we got with the Open Championship the first couple rounds, which would have been our Thursday morning and our Friday morning here in the Eastern time zone of the U.S. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Hope that you enjoyed your weekend. I know that weekends are often full of just about everything, and especially in the summertime. I was asking my kiddos at church on Sunday morning, how many of you have been to the pool so far this summer? How many of you have been to the beach, to the lake, been on a boat, gone tubing, had a barbecue, gone to a picnic, been to a park, been on a road trip, been on a plane? I was trying to narrow it down to just one or two kids that might fit those last couple categories. But yeah, they're world travelers, those kids. They've been all over the place. And so it's halfway over the summer, and yet there's still so much goodness to come. I haven't yet had a beach day outside of the honeymoon in Hawaii when we were on a couple of beaches. So I'm anxious to get to the beach, the Jersey Shore, which is my normal haunt. Here it is, end of July. I've not yet played a round of golf. Man, my husband and I joke because we just want to be an old married couple now. We've had so much traveling in our first 7 months of being married. And yes, traveling is fun, but it's been a lot. All of April, I was gone every week up to Syracuse. May, we had not just the honeymoon, but our first trip back to Texas for a wedding. June, we had visitors more than half the month. And July, we went to both Texas and to Virginia. Yeah, we just want to stay put. Not necessarily be hermits, but not that's not far off. Not being all over the place. Well, that's not what I should say. The way that I was stuck at home on Saturday is not the way that we planned. So yeah, it was our first big weekend home in weeks. And I got a shot on Friday afternoon and like a preventative shot on Friday afternoon. And I ended up with flu-like symptoms all day Saturday. And it was one of the side effects of having this particular shot. So it kind of sucked. Here it is, the middle of the summer. And I think it was around 3:30 in the morning on Saturday. So Friday night into Saturday morning when I would normally be here. And I woke up and I was freezing. That never happens at our house in the summertime because it's a cape and it's actually kind of tough to keep the upstairs cool. So yeah, freezing. I had blankets. I was about ready to get up and put sweatpants on. That's how cold I was. It seemed very strange. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I just didn't feel good at all. And then it dawned on me a couple hours later, shoot, I wonder if this is some kind of a reaction to the shot I just had. And so we Googled it, and sure enough, one of the side effects, tops on the list, is flu-like symptoms. So about 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, I just went back to bed. I was feeling awful, like achy. Isn't it weird when all of your muscles ache for no apparent reason whatsoever? I had a really bad headache. So it's kind of sucky because it was our first Saturday where we didn't have to travel in quite a while. And I was in bed. So I was in bed till probably early afternoon. I slept well. I felt better. The flu-like symptoms were gone, but I still had the headache. And then really didn't manage much the rest of the day. But we had a date night planned to go see Twisters in IMAX. And I decided, come hell or high water, I'm not canceling date night. So we had dinner. This is how my husband knew I really wasn't feeling well. I only ate half my dinner. That never happens. Sometimes I eat my dinner and then half of his dinner. The fact that I wasn't hungry and couldn't even finish the food that he made, he grilled. It was delicious. Salmon and venison sausage. And then he also had some vegetables as well. I couldn't even eat the whole thing. I was really bummed, actually. And so I saved it. But we ended up going to the movie theater because I didn't want to miss the date night. We didn't want to miss the movie. We pre-purchased our tickets and our popcorn, actually. You can pre-purchase now. If you're a Fandango member, or even if you're just a Fandango user, you can pre-purchase your popcorn and your drinks. So we didn't have to stand in line. We just waited in the express area, and our popcorn and our drinks came out without us asking. So that was kind of fun. I don't know if we paid a premium, but I'm assuming we paid a couple of bucks. Anyway, Twisters in IMAX. We had to wait for 30 minutes until the previews were done. Oh my gosh, that is the worst. Remind me the next time I decide to go to a movie. Don't show up until 7:15 in this case, or 7:20. 30 minutes of previews. And Ryan, they were all ridiculous movies. Maybe one that I would even consider watching. The majority of them were these creepy horror films with scary music and like the screeching, the kind of
enjoy those.
Oh, do you? Well, yeah. So does my husband, but that's not my kind of movie. And I would say of the previews, 85% of them were these stupid horror flicks.
That's weird, though, because usually they'd like match the previews to the movie.
Nope. I'm telling you, 85% of them were creepy. Like this one family that goes out in the country and stays with this other creepy couple.
Oh, yeah, with James McAvoy.
Yeah. Right. And another one was Heretic with Hugh Grant.
Yes, I saw that one, too.
You saw it?
No, I didn't see. So I went to see Long Legs, which is a horror movie out now.
Oh, gotcha.
Nicolas Cage. So they played all the horror movies, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
So Heretic is another one. Hugh Grant, I don't know how I feel about him as a creepy, scary guy. That's kind of odd. But yeah, where two young girls show up at his house to talk to him about, I guess, I think they were Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So that was what they were trying to talk to him about. And he invites them in and doesn't let them leave. So that's creepy. Let's see. Smile 2.
Cuckoo.
And actually, my husband said he watched Smile 1. And I'm thinking, ew. There were a few that I couldn't even look at the previews because they were so disturbing. So anyway, 30 minutes of previews, 30 minutes for heaven's sakes. And then in the middle of all these horror movie previews, there was one Pixar movie or something like that. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I would even be interested in watching.
Deadpool, not a fan.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the original. Was there a 2?
Yes.
Okay. Beetlejuice was one of the previews.
Oh yeah. That's going to be supposedly pretty good.
A remake, right? but also creepy. It's called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
So for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and then the third one when he'll come out.
Yeah, right. So anyway, it was just a lot of previews. We were done with our popcorn, I think, before the movie actually started. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you didn't see it, I did put a brief review of Twister up on Twix. Twister on Twix. That's kind of funny. I will retweet it now because I loved it. I love the new Twisters movie, even though I grew up with the original. Now, we had talked about this last week because Glenn Powell is in Twisters. Glenn Powell is the current flavor of the month in Hollywood. He's in everything, it seems like. And I originally interviewed him on Radio Row Super Bowl week in Miami 2020. Remember, because the new Top Gun movie was about to come out. So I interviewed him and one of his co-hosts, the female pilot. And so they were there on Radio Row promoting Top Gun. And then, of course, it did not come out that July. It got shelved until 2 years later. So I have had my interview with Glenn Powell. Anyway, he did that. And then the movie with Sydney Sweeney, which was the romantic comedy, the rom-com, which had an enormous success. Anyone But You, is that the name of it? Have you seen that one?
Yes, really enjoyed that one.
Oh, are you a big movie guy?
Not really. It just
so either rom coms or horror movies.
No, the ones that are kind of popular. So I Long Legs was a separate horror. I don't usually see horror, but that one was Nicolas Cage, and I heard it was very good. So I went to go see it, and I enjoyed
it. Did you like it?
I did. It was very creepy, okay. But
yeah, I can't do those kind of movies. So how did you like Anyone But You?
It was funny. I watched it on Netflix. I didn't see it in theaters. So
doesn't he get naked in that movie?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So I haven't seen the movie, but I have seen the one scene where he's worried about spiders crawling on him and he strips off all his clothes and starts hopping around like a madman. So I've seen that scene because it was online. So that was a humongous hit. And then this is another one in a string of big hits for him. I don't think he's done. I think he has another movie, a couple of movies actually he's working on. But this one was terrific. He was terrific in it. He played some over-the-top cowboy. I don't want to give away too much because the movie just came out. So spoiler alerts. I grew up with the original, but this one was highly entertaining. The soundtrack is actually worth downloading. Not only did I love the music in the theater, but I listened to it on Spotify on Sunday while I was cooking. And it's really good. If you like country music, of course, it's really good. And the tornadoes in IMAX. Wow. Eye-popping. Tornadoes in IMAX might be my new favorite thing. Incredible. And we were sitting about dead center of the theater, so about halfway up the enormous IMAX screen, and it was like you were in the tornado, not watching the tornado.
You got to do the 4D.
Right. This was only 2D.
You got to go to 4D, which they have the wind and the water and everything like that.
I don't really think I need to get wet.
We can turn it off, the setting. The water setting, of course, but the
wait, you can turn it off? How do you do that?
There's a button in the new theaters. So, like, you said, no water, please.
Really?
Yes.
So it's water at your seat, not water for the entire theater.
I think it's water. So, like, it would have, like, the water dispenser, the thing would shoot at you.
No way.
Yeah.
A friend of mine told me, this is going back when the three Star Wars movies were coming out, the sequels, that he went in 4D, and it was as though you were in the movie. I saw it in 3D, the three of them in 3D, and I thought they were really good. But I've not seen a movie in 4D before.
I would not want to go to a Twisters movie.
Wowzers.
So you're just going to leave with a bad hair day.
Yeah, right? That and maybe your seat shakes. You're shaken all around. Shaken, not stirred. Okay, that's interesting. Now on the bucket list, movie in 4D. Anyway, tornadoes and IMAX, they are incredible. They do pose a different kind of scary. And this was filmed in Oklahoma, many parts of Oklahoma. I kept saying to my husband, I've been there, seeing not just the water tanks, but some of the signs. The actress is Daisy Edgar Jones, I believe. And I don't know what else I've seen her in. She's not an unfamiliar face, but she's also terrific. Just her expressions, her eyes, her acting. I mean, the plot was not anything unique or original, but it did have a couple of different twists. So this one actually was much more on the science side than even the original. And there were a couple of nods to the original, which was kind of fun. But yeah, she was really good. I really enjoyed her, really enjoyed him, of course. He was crazy. There is a different type of a dramatic twist in the movie that sets it up. So again, it's a remake, but it does take you in a bit of a different direction because of the science and also because of what happens to kind of set up her story. Again, don't want to give anything away because the movie just came out, but I highly recommend it and definitely see it in IMAX if you can, because it was awesome. So that was our date night. Managed to make it through. Only ate half my dinner, but ate plenty of popcorn and also had our soda. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what made me feel better. It's just crazy when you have a reaction to a vaccine or a shot and you've had the flu-like symptoms, the headache, the fatigue, the muscle pain. And then I woke up on Sunday morning like it never happened. So weird. It's weird what our physical bodies do sometimes. I know that means they're working hard, but it's a little odd when you feel sick, 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 and then you wake up the next day and, okay, I'm good now. So I lost a Saturday or most of a Saturday, which was kind of a pain, but it wasn't a complete and total loss because we had our date night and had our popcorn and our soda. It also wasn't a loss if you were big into WNBA versus the Olympians. I don't know if this is a way for Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark to get back at the All-Star selection, not the All-Star, the Olympic selection committee for not including them, but maybe they had the last laugh, at least for this one night. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, Hall of Fame induction taking place this weekend. Some very emotional moments, always my favorite. And I love the way that Joe Mauer drew the biggest audience, the biggest number of fans there on hand. It was pretty sweet since he was a lifelong Twin. At A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yes, yes, it is. Good morning to you. It's a Monday. We're glad to have you with us. And if you've been with us the whole time or you're just tuning in, we're starting a new work week, of course. We got to get through the Monday. It's a case of the Mondays, even in the summertime. Unless you're on vacation, then you don't get to claim a case of the Mondays. On Twix, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, I did just put up my brief review of the new Twisters movie. It's worth seeing. If you are not expecting it to be Oscar worthy, it's entertaining. It's pleasant. It's fun. The acting is good. The plot is not anything that is a revelation. It doesn't include the type of mystery that would cause you to think really hard, but it is worth seeing, and it's fun. You'll laugh, maybe you'll cry, not cry as in ball, but maybe a couple of tears, but you will enjoy it if you appreciate the whole package. If you appreciate also the technology that went into creating a bunch of these Twisters and an IMAX, they were delicious. So love to connect with you online. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. On Saturday night, while I was having date night at the movies, the WNBA was having its All-Star game against the Olympic team. Now, the controversy here, of course, is that there are no Olympians under the age of 26, which means that there are no rookies on the Olympic team. And it was hotly contested. They were fouling each other. They were playing defense. This is not your regular NBA All-Star game. And you end up having, I mean, there's plenty of star power. A lot of these veterans who had big smiles on their faces, but you could tell they also wanted to win. And we got to see Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese on the same team for the same purpose, which was to win, right? So someday they'll play on the Olympic team. I can certainly see that. But it was an actual battle as opposed to what a lot of all-star games are. Arike Ogunwale, I practice and I still can't always say it. All right. Arike is her name. Ryan, would you care to go ahead? Yep.
Arike Ogunwale.
I'm better with Tagovailoa. I had to practice that one a lot too. Ogunwale. I was close. And I'm telling you, I've said it before. I've heard it before. I've actually done it. So for Westwood One, I am part of the rotation of hosts who will record the Today in Women's Sports feature. And so it's not like I've never said her name before, but I have to practice. It doesn't just roll off the tongue. Ogunwale. I'm still adding an extra letter in there. Sorry, Arike. Anyway, she crushed it. she actually, this is a really neat story for Arike. At halftime of this All-Star game, she had no points, as in 0 points. She had put up a goose egg. Part of that is minutes. Part of that is just whatever. It's an All-Star game. And so there's a lot of people who need to eat, so to speak. But from that point on, 34 points, an All-Star game record. And this is the second time that Arike Ogunwale, I was closer, Ryan's just laughing at me. I know, this is, people, you know what, if you want to, you can call me Amy Laurentia. I don't, whatever you want to call it, you can make it up. She had 21 points in the third quarter and was able to finish the game with 34. An incredible crowd there too. 16,400 plus fans in hand to watch, yes, of course, the Olympians, but also Team WNBA. I love how it all came together. There was lots of joy, a lot of excitement. Arike had a bunch of three-pointers, and the WNBA All-Stars really seemed to take it personally. I'm sure it wasn't all for Caitlin and Angel Reese. There are probably others, maybe even Arike herself, who feels slighted by being left off the Olympic team. And so, yeah, they battled to the, well, not to the death. That would have been very dramatic. They end up battling to the wire, though, 117 to 109. And the back and forth resembled much more like an actual game than it did what you would expect from the All-Stars. And so that's kind of neat if fans know that it'll be somewhat competitive. I would tune in to the men's All-Star game in the NBA if I actually thought we're going to get real basketball, but I can't stand it because it's more like a dunk competition or a three-point competition where everybody just stands around and lets whatever is going to happen on offense. That's boring. People only want to watch that for a little bit. But if it was an actual game like it is with baseball, well, then I would tune in. So, yeah, of course, everyone wants to talk to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese after the fact. But I thought it was neat to see Caitlin, who had a rookie record 10 assists for the All-Star game. Right? She's tearing up the league with her passing skills. I thought it was neat to see her find Angel on a fast break and find Angel in the lane and the two of them connecting when many people would expect that they would have animosity, but that's not actually the case. And they were all smiles after.
Yeah, I just wanted to leave my mark. One day I want to be able to be a USA member. I want to be able to be with that team. So it was an honor to come out there and play against them. Coming off the bench, I just wanted to bring as much energy as I could.
And so she always brings the energy. She was definitely center of attention after the fact because she had another double-double. So along with Arike Ogunwale. No, something's wrong with me. I think my brain is broken. Either that or my brain and mouth are just not in sync. It happens sometimes. You work these hours long enough, it'll happen to you too. My apologies to Arike. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Arike O. Actually, she could be a pop singer. She had that name, Arike O. Anyway, so Angel Reese was part of the reason why people wanted to be there and to see it, her and Caitlin together. And she was interviewed on ESPN after the game. As for Caitlin, yeah, she's taking the high road again. It's so much fun to help prepare them for the Olympics.
I think for myself, from my standpoint, is like, you know, this is a great opportunity to, you know, help prepare them for Paris. And, you know, I'm going to be supporting them and cheering them on. Like, I love the Olympics. I've loved the Olympics ever since I was a young kid. And they're going to be just fine. They're going to win gold and dominate.
They're going to win gold and they're going to dominate. And as we pointed out, we've talked about it here. It's been a major point of emphasis and contention going back now since the Olympic rosters were revealed. Remember, we had Jennifer Rosati here on the show. She's the chair of that Olympic committee, and they really focused on experience. If you missed that conversation, all you got to do is Google it on our podcast. You can go back and listen to it. It was right after Cameron Brink tore her ACL. And even my mom said to me, why can't you have either an Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark replace her on the 3x3 team? But there's all kinds of rules for who can compete at the Olympic level in 3x3. And Caitlin wasn't eligible for that because she didn't have any experience in playing with them or playing at, you know, the international level. And so people are complaining. You want to bring in the most eyeballs and earballs and have people pay attention. You want your team to be the center of attention at the Olympics. Well, then Caitlin needs to be on the roster. And I posed that question to Jen, and what she said was that may very well be the case. But with very little time to prepare, to practice before we have to travel and then begin our Olympic Games, experience is paramount. And so I love the confidence that Caitlin has in the team, although, as you can imagine, she's not going to say anything else. Yeah, there's plenty of talent all around to choose from, and I have no doubt that she and Angel will be Olympians one day.
I think, if anything, it shows how good this league is. Like, it shows how much talent is in this league and how you have to show up and prepare every single night, because there's a lot of players that aren't even here on All-Star Weekend that can, you know, be here and be in these moments too. It just shows the amount of talent that we have. And there's even so much more talent that's not even in our league, because there's only 12 teams. There's less than 144 spots. So, you know, they could have picked any combination of 12 players and probably been really, really successful.
Arike Ogunbowale. Is that close? Ogunbowale.
Hey.
I can hear it in my head, but then when I try to say it, it's the beauty of live radio. Can we just take that all out of the podcast? Just leave the last one. I won't say it again. Just leave the last one where I did really well. All-Star Game WNBA MVP. Arike Ogunbowale. See?
Improvement.
I'm an idiot is what you're saying. It's fine. It's fine. Did you hear, by the way, they might expand the season to 44 games? I can hear it now. They're a few years down the road. They're going to try to match the NBA with 82 games. That would be a lot, but they like the money they're making. They like the tickets that they're selling, especially when it comes to games in which the Indiana Fever are featured. Plus, they're already adding at least one team in Toronto. So, yeah, there is expansion and growth.
It's going to give people an opportunity to see how good women's basketball is from a professional level, but everybody knows how good the talent is in the college level, and you want to continue to get more of those players into this league because there's so many fans at the college level, and continue to bring those fans here. So for myself, I'm just very thankful and grateful, and if I can help in any way, that's all I'm trying to do, is continue to bring people to want to support this game.
Have you ever thought about the wide variety of questions that she gets? She gets asked questions sometimes that have nothing to do with basketball. She gets asked questions that really have nothing to do with her, but everyone wants to hear her opinion about pretty much everything. And by this, I mean inside the WNBA world, people are interested in her opinions on growth and expansion. Do you wonder how many other athletes in the league got asked about growth or expansion over the past couple of months? Probably not many, but people want to hear what Caitlin Clark has to say. So, yeah, a good stretch for her coming off of the franchise record, WNBA record, 19 assists in a game. So that was their last game of the first half, if you will, before the break. Then she gets to perform and gets to play less pressure, and she didn't shoot well, but less pressure in the All-Star game, and still has a rookie record 10 assists, and then on to the break, and she sounds like the Fever are going to have the first week off. It's a 3-week break, so it sounds like the Fever are going to take a full week off. She'll be able to go home. I'm sure she's looking forward to that, to finally catching up on some sleep, although considering the number of corporate partners and various ad campaigns and the money that she's making with those types of business deals, I'll bet there's a lot of that she has to do this week too. Maybe filming commercials, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. I mean, you see her all the time now. You watch any type of basketball or sporting event long enough, you'll see a Caitlin Clark Gatorade commercial or something else there. So, and she's a pretty busy entrepreneur, pretty busy business person outside of being a very, very accomplished and busy basketball player, but I hope she does get some time off. So neat to watch. If you haven't seen it, there's highlight packages that are up all over the web, including YouTube. At A-Law Radio on our Facebook page, always good to connect with you. 855-212-4227. Snippets, snapshots, if this were TV, it's not. So snippets from the Hall of Fame induction at Cooperstown on Sunday. It was really neat to see these guys get their moment in the sun, if you will. Here's our latest sports update.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Something for everyone this weekend in sports. A veritable smorgasbord, as we talked about last week. And this is after the United States, and it wasn't just the U.S. that was impacted, but after the United States recovered from the CrowdStrike / Microsoft mess on Thursday night into Friday Eastern time. So I hope that you were not traveling by air this weekend, but if you were, I hope you're able to get where you were going without too much of a delay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks for all of your notes. I didn't look at the Facebook page over the weekend. Oh, shocker. I know, to think that I don't actually monitor what's happening on our social media all weekend long. Even your girl needs a break. So I logged in on Sunday evening and couldn't believe the number of people that I heard from kind of reaching out to let us know, yeah, the show's coming in loud and clear, or hey, we didn't hear this part of it, but we heard this, or we didn't hear the commercials, they weren't airing, but we were able to find the show a different way. So thank you for that, faithful listeners, and letting us know that you were keeping us company even as we were navigating that whole mess. And yeah, we're without about 75% of the computers. Really funny too, because Ryan, who is behind the double pane glass right now, was working on Friday morning. So your perspective, you wake up, I'm assuming that you didn't hear it on the news on the way in, nothing like that. You walk into the newsroom and it's like everything's normal.
Yeah, the first computer I went to was working. So I had no idea that nothing was wrong.
I think we had a total of two computers working without being impacted by what was this failed update that crashed Microsoft. And somehow he sat down at one of them. And so he had no clue that anything was wrong. I don't even know if you noticed that there were engineers scurrying around, but there was a 3-hour Zoom call with the engineers overnight. Didn't notice any of that?
Nope. I came in, sat down, turned the computer on, went to work and didn't see anything.
So great to be oblivious. Colton was freaking out for a good portion of the first hour because one of the computers in there was black. Didn't know if the commercials were playing or weren't playing. At one point, he brings me back from a break because he's too freaked out to even wait to see if the commercials are playing. So he cans the whole break and makes me go back. Well, asked me to go back on the air. Yeah, it was... He was a little bit stressed. It was quite anxious a time for him. But after that, the engineers were here and they were on a Zoom call that lasted for hours. And it's really funny too, because Justin is one of the engineers that we saw here. And the whole time he's smiling like this is the best day of his life. He's really enjoying it. It's a new challenge in the engineering world. But then each of the individual computers that was impacted had to have its own repaired work done. My brother told me that the company sent out this instruction, this way to get in, you know, this not a manual really, but a step-by-step instructions on how to fix it. And so every single computer had to be done separately. You couldn't do them as a group. So that's fun.
What
takes minutes to start off that domino effect then takes hours and hours, even days to correct and to make right.
And it's probably one letter that messed up and the entire system went.
Binary code. It was a zero instead of a one.
Maybe.
What it needed to be.
A one instead of a zero. Flip the number.
Right.
Anything.
Man. Again, we hope that you were not impacted in a crazy way, but I know there are a lot of people that, like us, that had to navigate some challenges with computers at work. And goodness, if you're flying, Delta was still ground stopped when I went to bed. So I know there were a lot of passengers that were frustrated even later in the afternoon when I heard it on the news. The Hall of Fame induction seemingly not impacted. Good news. And it was great to see guys that I grew up watching or that I really enjoyed watching early in my career. I loved Joe Mauer. He's always one of my favorite players. Longtime Twin. Loyalty is a lost art in sports. Maybe it wasn't ever really real to begin with. And yet he was always so faithful and loyal to Minneapolis and to the Twins. And he certainly had the greatest number of vocal fans there waiting to greet him at Cooperstown.
Marin and Emily, you two gals mean the world to me. You've always been my little cheerleaders, and no matter the outcome of a game, you always seem to put a smile on my face. You've helped me see things with a new perspective and are a constant reminder of what's truly important in this world. I'm so proud of you both. It's been a joy to watch you grow into the incredible young ladies you are. I want to thank you for keeping me on my toes and for teaching me new things every day. I love you so much, and I'm so blessed to be your dad. For those of you who wondered why I really swung at the first pitch, it dates back to the advice he gave me my senior year at Creighton-Durham Hall. He once told me, Joe, when you step into the box, you're most likely going to hit the ball, so why not wait for the pitch you want? Simple advice, but I credit him for helping me develop a plan every time I stepped up to the plate and giving me the confidence to hit deep into counts. As tough as it is to get into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, it might be just as tough to sum up what this game, this honor, and this moment truly means to me. Even if I had all the time in the world, I'm still not sure I could properly put it into words.
So Joe Mauer, it's special for him. Not only is he a lifelong Twin, but he grew up in the Twin Cities. And so he was a bit of a hometown hero, if you will. And on Saturday, Main Street, they had you can always kind of tell the flavor of the people who've turned out in Cooperstown, and it was a lot of Minnesotans. Think the week of the Super Bowl. So when I was in Vegas, most recent Super Bowl, you're walking around and you're seeing fans from both teams or other random teams in some cases. But yeah, the closer you get to the game, the more and more you have an influx of fans for each team wearing their gear proudly and loudly. And in this case, at Cooperstown on Saturday, where they end up having festivities the day before, it was clear that there were a lot of Twins fans and Minnesotans, and that's not their accent, of course, that made the trip there to support Joe Mauer. So that's really cool. Another great slugger who goes in the same class, Adrian Beltre, who's only the fifth from the Dominican Republic to make it into the Hall of Fame. Most recently, of course, David Ortiz just a handful of years ago.
You have embraced me since day one. The support you offer me and my family is incredible. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. And like they say, everything is bigger in Texas. And you guys show me big love. I love y'all. Thank you to all my teammates in Texas. You guys made me feel welcome since day one. Especially Mr. Ranger, Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Nelson Cruz, Kobe Lewis, Mitch Moreland, Jin Soo Choo, Chirino, Prince, Napoli, all of you. Thank you.
So Adrian Beltre thanking a lot of the Rangers, and they also had a good turnout there as well. A lot to celebrate for Rangers fans. I would say it's all not completely lost, and I really hope the shine hasn't come off since the World Series. But gosh, it was only a couple weeks ago that I heard rumors and rumblings about how they were ready to, quote, blow it up just months after their World Series. But now they're playing better. They're closer. The AL West is a bit of a train wreck this year, so all these teams are still involved. But then they get Adrian Beltre into the Hall of Fame, and he had a lot of Rangers fans there that were really excited. I am always a big fan, always was a big fan of Jim Leland, partly because he's emotional, right? So he's a little bit like a Jim Mora in the NFL. Lots of tears and yet a lot of success. He won a World Series title with the Marlins going back to 97. Spent a lot of time with the Tigers going back to the years in which they made back-to-back World Series, though they did not win. One season in Colorado. Many people will remember him for the first decade of his career in which he was there in Pittsburgh guiding the Pirates.
No matter which Hall of Famer you're here to support today, or which team you cheer for, your presence is always felt. On your feet in the ninth, with the home team clinging to a one-run lead, turning on your television for the first game of the World Series, and seeing 50,000 fans waving towels, hoping and praying that this may be their year. Or a little boy or girl getting their first autograph and scurrying back to the stands to show mom and dad their latest treasure.
Aww.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's you. That's baseball. And this is the Hall of Fame. Thank you very much.
There was a lot of that with Jim Leland, where he was kind of teetering right on the edge of losing it. Maybe Ryan doesn't know what that's like, but I do. As an emotional girl, there are times where you just have to think about something else, anything else, because if you still continue to focus on what you're saying or the emotions that are welling up, you might just turn into a pile of blubber. So I love the fact that he's always worn his emotions on his sleeve. Also, Todd Helton, we'll get to him next hour. Good morning to you. It's a Monday. Ruh-roh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.